Free Talk Live. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And you're listening to the show where we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's how you can get in touch with us during the show as we kick off the second hour of this evening's program. This is, of course, the live Sunday edition, and we're here 7 nights a week for you. So you tune in.
What show does that?
Not many.
Not many.
It takes a lot of dedication and, you know, some additional staff as well. That's why I come in on Sundays.
Right. This isn't the, you know, Free Talk Live wasn't set up as the Ian show. Ian is the main host on, you know, weeknights. And, you know, he and I have been doing it for going on 10 years now.
Yeah.
It, you know, it wasn't intended to be the Ian and Mark show or anything like that. It's intended to be a show about the caller. They can call in, talk about whatever they want. Over time, we've certainly become more interested in the ideas of liberty and, you know, concepts of human freedom, things like that.
Yeah. I've definitely been listening to Free Talk Live for a long time, and I've heard the show evolve and grow, and I'm very happy to be a part of it, Mark. So I'm glad I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Yep. If you know who Manwich is, you've been around for a while.
I know Manwich intimately.
Oh, my God. Now people are going to say things.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Mike in Hawaii calling. He wants to talk about breastfeeding in public. Mike, are you with us?
Hey, yeah, I'm here. What's up, guys?
Not too much. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was thinking about how breastfeeding in public seems to be sort of a derived problem. It's not the root problem. It's sort of derived. The real problem is the fact that there's a double standard when it comes to men and women showing the top halves of their bodies.
Yes, I absolutely agree.
If you look at, you know, there's lots of men who have more fat, you know, in their breasts than women do, but nobody cries foul, you know. Well, they might be kind of grossed out, but they don't cry foul when a man goes around topless, you know. So
sure.
It seems to be a problem created by the law, a moral problem created by a law. Like, you look at drug laws, lots of people who think that marijuana should be illegal have no problem with alcohol. So
right.
While they're both kind of comparable, you have some people saying that one is right and one is wrong, when really there's no fundamental difference, and there's no reason why women should be treated differently just because they can produce milk in their breasts and men can't.
Sure. So you're saying it's basically all a cultural construct. And I pretty much agree with you.
Yeah, I don't see how anyone could argue that if all they have to do is take a look at National Geographic, and they will see that it is a cultural construct.
Yeah.
I heard a story from a friend of mine, and his name's Rich, and he was over in France. Now, this is from when he was young, so maybe the 70s, early 80s, something like that. And this was, over in France, them folks over there, they would be, you know,
the
topless,
cheese and stuff.
Completely topless on the beach. And maybe even more so, but in town, it was very strange. So he would go jogging every day, and he wanted to go jogging without a shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
So he, you know, he thought, well, in a place where being topless on the beach is accepted, why would it be a big deal to go topless in town? And he said that it stopped traffic. I mean, him jogging without a shirt in the 70s in France.
Hmm.
So there's these, you know, this makes no sense to me at all. Why this would be a man jogging topless in the 70s in the United States probably wouldn't have meant anything at all. But over in France, it was a big deal. But
yeah,
it's just a story.
The arbitrary cultural nature of this stuff. And do you think, Mike, that maybe some of this comes from religion? Like, some of it's kind of Puritanism?
I mean,
go ahead.
I'm a Christian myself, and I would describe myself as a right-wing libertarian. And socially, I feel the same way a lot of conservatives do about things.
Huh.
But in the libertarian sense, I don't think I should. There are better ways to promote my agenda than through force. If I want to convince, even socially ostracized, I don't think that's a good way. But that's still a better way than saying, you know, you're going to be fined or put in prison, you know, for what you think and do. And I feel uncomfortable with the idea of women going around topless. I'll admit it, but I don't know how much of that is a construct of the law, like you said, or my own, because I just don't get it. There's nothing fundamentally different, but I'm uncomfortable with it. Why? Well, probably because there's been this stupid law on the books forever that makes it where women have to be ashamed of, frankly, a beautiful part of their body.
Yep.
Sure.
And in many places, there isn't a law But it's the social pressure that keeps these things from happening. Here in New Hampshire, next door in Vermont. In Vermont, it's legal to be naked.
Well, there's so much social pressure here in New Hampshire. We saw with, there was a young lady named Cassidy who went topless in Keene a couple of years ago during the summer on a very hot day. And she was initially arrested, but then the police, you know, released her after dropped the charges of lewdness, I think,
something.
And actually apologized to her because it was seen as gender discrimination under the law. But yet, there's a strange dichotomy where if you ask people, well, is it illegal to go topless in New Hampshire? Most people actually think it's illegal because there is such a strong social stigma and pressure, right?
Well,
sure.
Especially you guys in New Hampshire know that something doesn't have to be illegal to be something you can get arrested and harassed by the police.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Indeed.
You just have to have somebody call because they don't like what you're doing, and you'll probably end up arrested or fined. And then if you decide to fight it, maybe it'll get dropped. Maybe a law will be created right then when the judge rules against you. Who knows?
Well, there is what do they call it, precedent, and you know, I don't know if that would actually create a law, but it would, you know, certainly give them.
It would certainly affect the way things go in the future with similar incidents. And Mike, thank you so much for the call tonight. I really liked hearing your thoughts, and hope he continues to listen. Now, Mark, I have another story that's sort of breast related, if you will. It's called.
Well, you can argue with that.
Yes, of course you will. It's also from the Examiner.com by Howard Portnoy. The headline is TSA asks female passenger to prove breast pump is real.
Mm.
What do you think about this?
I think that there's going to be some problems.
Yeah, I think so too.
You cannot mess with these women on their issue of breastfeeding.
Well, I mean,
they're very organized and good. I'm glad the TSA stepped in another one.
Well, we've seen over the years the TSA making mothers drink their bottled milk to prove that it wasn't poisoned and things like that, denying them.
Now, my wife bottled up breast milk.
Yep,
and. Jack liked it just fine, but none of us had any of the breast milk. And I know some people are really into breast milk, and different cultures have been very much into it, but I'd be like, ugh. You know, if somebody told me you got to drink your wife's breast milk, I'd be like, ugh, no. No.
Well, there was somebody who tried to open up like an ice cream shop made with human milk, didn't they?
I don't know, but it
and of course got shut down, by some health department or something like that. But some people do like it, of course, and you can't argue with the nutritional value. I mean, it's got fatty acids, it's got vitamins and antibodies that you just can't get.
One would have to assume that, they have to come from somewhere, right? I mean, the women don't just produce them; they have to eat them, right, in order to get the nutrients on.
Well, sure, but antibodies are pretty easy.
Oh,
just configurations.
But that's for the 2 year, up to 2 years. Old. I mean, what does an adult need breast milk for?
Sure, sure.
I mean, maybe there's some argument for it. I don't know.
No, I don't think an adult needs breast milk for sure.
You're a med student, but I mean, this would be a very specialized form of nutritional medicine.
But we don't need cow milk either. And most adults drink cow milk, so.
Contains whey protein, which is the most assemblable form of protein, as I understand it, and then then there's some other form of protein, which is the third most assemblable. Eggs are in the middle at two.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, why wouldn't we need milk, cow milk? I mean, apparently it's very assemblable protein.
Some people say that the casein is hard to digest, right?
Yeah.
Casein in milk, that's the calcium-binding protein.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a little too nerdy here.
Okay, go ahead.
I do want to take a call before we get into this any further, though. We've got Mark, a second Mark, in New York on the line, and he would like to talk about breastfeeding as well. Mark, are you with us?
Yes.
Thanks
for calling. Women should be able to breastfeed wherever they want, and they should also be accommodated.
Thank you.
So how will they be accommodated?
If they're on a bus, you give them your chair. If they're on a plane, maybe they want to go up where the stewardesses are to flight attendants, give them a blanket.
Yep, sure.
That's the only natural thing we have left in this world.
I think it's right to do that, but you don't think I should have to give up my seat? What if my back hurts, right?
Well, I don't care. I would.
I think you should, and I think I would.
Sure.
I'm just saying, mean that they actually, a person would have to give up their seat, right?
Like by law?
No. But if the guy, I'd be the first one to get up, and if somebody didn't get up, I'd give them a dirty look, or if she wanted to be blocked in, maybe
good
stand in front of
love
her,
it,
towards her back.
Mark, thank you so much for your thoughts tonight. Do appreciate that. It's Free Talk Live.
age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And you can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 to get in touch with us this evening. I would like you to check out m.freetalklive.com, too, if you want to view the site on your mobile phone and find out ways to listen to the show, including our live streams and the podcast. Very handy place over there at m.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we make it easy for you to use Free Talk Live's website right on your smartphone, even if you've got a dumb phone.
Do you have, Mark, you recently downgraded your smartphone.
I have not yet been able to successfully downgrade from the smartphone, but I have some problems with smartphones in general. You know, like they're just not as good as the old flip phones in some ways.
Back in my day.
Yeah, that's right. I've had it. I've had enough of this. I won't take it anymore.
Devices.
That's right.
So, okay, about this TSA story, the TSA has asked a female passenger, in case you're just tuning in, we sort of teased this in the last segment, they would like a female passenger to prove that her breast pump is real. So I don't know how she's supposed to prove this, but let's see what the article has to say. It says, this is beginning to get a little silly. You think it's beginning to get a little silly? If the lechers at the TSA are this eager to score a glimpse of a naked boob, they should just man up and order every female passenger to remove her top. No more, this is an opinion article, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
No more of this pussyfooting around, accidentally pulling a woman's blouse off during a pat-down in public. And actually, I think we read that story last week, Julia and I did, about this this lady who they literally... Oh, no, you and I read it about 2 weeks ago.
I don't know
what it was. I have a good memory.
I remember the story, but I don't remember, you know, precisely when we went through it. I do 6 days a week of talk radio, and, you know, when was it done, and, did we talk about it, did we not talk about it? It's hard to know these things.
Sure. Well, I can tell you that it did happen that there was a woman, a 24-year-old young woman, attractive, and she was getting patted down by the TSA, and they just exposed her breasts
to
everybody who was there. And then later, some TSA agent was taunting her about it and saying that he couldn't wait to watch the video of what had happened. And she was pretty traumatized because she had to go through the line twice.
That's pretty tacky.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's one thing for it to happen during the course of business there or whatever, but to sort of lord it over somebody, that's really tacky.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, probably this guy was just hitting on her, and he was doing it in a way that was, you know, didn't work. It's not like it's every person out there that has made a pass at somebody realizes that there are better and there are worse ways to do it, and you know, you can be more successful and less successful. He's probably saying, "You're very attractive. I can't wait to see this again, you know, because you're attractive, right?"
And she was crying and obviously traumatized.
Time?
Yes.
Yeah.
She had to leave the line once this happened to go get comforted by the person who dropped her off at the airport.
When
her breasts were exposed, she was very embarrassed, and so that she left the line, and then she had to go through the line a second time because she couldn't pass the screening because she was crying.
If you pat people down, you know, sooner or later, some part is going to get shown that, you know, people would prefer not to be shown. There's no doubt about that. But the person saying something about it after that, you know, tacky. Just tacky.
Yeah. Tacky at best. Maybe even you could possibly read into it maybe a little bit of a intentional humiliation or malicious intent.
You know, it's hard to say. Yeah. I mean, you know, are there power-hungry people that, you know, want to, you know, treat others badly that work for the TSA? Of course there are. There are people that work, you know, like that in every field.
And it's not as though you can choose to be screened by some other method if you go to the airport. You really have no choice but to go through the TSA. So they become a monopoly.
You could get the monopoly. I mean, the pat-down, sometimes the pat-down is not optional. Sometimes the pat-down is optional. Some people will take the option of the pat down over the you know the gizmo. I hear they have a new gizmo too.
Well, it's sort of a Hobson's choice, isn't it? Though Hobson's choice is when you have it, basically my way or the highway.
Right. No real choice.
Yeah, not a real choice. Exactly.
I mean, they have apparently a new gizmo that's out that's not supposed to be the radiation backscatter machine. I'm not entirely sure. It's difficult to know. I don't know.
I haven't heard about that. Well, anyway,
it's supposed to be work with radio waves. You got me. It's another multi-billion-dollar boondoggle.
Ah, yes. Well, I can't say that I'm happy about that, but at any rate, let's go back to this article. No more pretending that the female with a, quote, cute figure needs to pass through the scanner a third time because not all the frat boys in the back room got a good enough look. And this happened, too. They asked a woman who was attractive, apparently, to go through the scanner three different times, and she heard the TSA agent communicating with the ones in the back room and saying, okay, guys, you've had enough, and things like that.
Yeah.
They asked her if she plays tennis because she has a cute figure and things like that. Very unprofessional. Or in the most recent case, asking a MTLF, mother they'd like to frisk, at an airport security checkpoint to prove that her breast pump is real. The ploy backfired anyway. The woman who was flagged for additional screening at the Lihue Airport in Hawaii Wednesday, because her luggage contained an electric breast pump, did not offer a public demonstration. So I guess somehow she refused. The mother was informed that she couldn't take the pump on board the aircraft because the bottles in her carry-on were empty. That makes no sense because they tend to, you know, if you have a bottle full of liquid, they won't let you carry that on. But yet they're saying here in this story.
But they generally let you bring on, you know, baby food, milk for babies.
Uh-huh. Do they, though?
Yes.
I've heard a lot of stories
of them. They'll test it, but they let you bring it on, generally. I mean, you know, obviously, they can do what they want in these lines, and then who's going to hold them accountable and how?
What are you going to do about it?
You know, I mean, it's nearly impossible to hold them accountable if they don't want to be held. So, you know, that's why I say generally rather than, you know, hard and fast. They're supposed to let it through.
So this mother said, I asked him, the TSA screener, if there was a private place I could go pump, and he said, no, you can go in the women's bathroom. I had to stand in front of the mirrors and the sinks and pump my breast in front of every tourist that walked into the bathroom. I was embarrassed and humiliated and then angry that I was treated this way. Yeah.
Not bad.
I mean, it's nothing to be ashamed of, to have breasts that have milk and pump.
A lot
them,
of places have these family restrooms,
yep.
And I have had cause to go into them now that I have a young child. You know, I mean, I'm not the only, my wife isn't the only one who changes diapers.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I end up in some of these. And they, so, you know, they're more and less accommodating to families, depending on, you know, where you are and that kind of thing. I was at Disney, and they had, instead of one of those fold-down diaper things, they had a hard one, like a counter. And that was convenient.
Yeah, I know. You always worry about the hinges, whether it's going to break off, right?
My son hates those. He does not feel comfortable on the fold-out ones. I mean, he does not feel, you know, safe.
Yeah, I bet. Well, she certainly didn't feel safe doing this in front of every passenger that walked by. And airports usually have these bathrooms with no doors, you know, so that you just walk around a corner, right?
Yeah, there's that.
So there's a little bit even less privacy, maybe.
I don't like touching those doors anyway, so I kind of appreciate that.
True, true. So once she had filled the bottles, the woman was permitted to board. So much for Al-Qaeda's plan to smuggle liquid explosives onto the airport.
Fill these bottles. Get in the bathroom and fill these bottles.
Yeah, it really is like a very, it's like a crazy, like she has to jump through so many hoops just to catch her flight, you know?
Well, I guess they don't want her filling them on the airplane. I don't know.
Who knows what their motivation is? I mean, it just, a lot of things contradict each other when it comes to the TSA. There was that high-profile security expert who said that when he was walking through the line, this is an FBI worker, they said that they had to screen him because he was unarmed.
Right, because he didn't have his gun on him.
Right, and if
Janet
Napolitano
said that they were going to, you know, do away with taking off shoes, but I'm still taking my shoes off.
Absolutely. This is Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up. Stay tuned.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And you're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. This is a show where you can call in with your thoughts about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been discussing a lot of interesting things this evening so far. Some breastfeeding stories, a little bit about your civil liberties being taken away.
These things happen.
They sure do.
So on Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver, and for a variety of reasons, whether it's a hedge against inflation or an investment or barter currency, if you want to use the Federal Reserve note less. Well, we've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some really great rates, probably some of the best rates you're going to find among these the top-tier gold purveyors, on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces and coins. You can go to our website at gold.freetalklive.com. All the prices are right there. Take a look. It's not like you have to call one of these places for more information. They put you on with a hard seller. I mean, there's certainly a telephone number there, and somebody's going to help you if you want to call in, but you could buy right over the website at gold.freetalklive.com. And when you do, helps Free Talk Live, helps our syndicate, who works with Midas Resources, Genesis Communications Network. It's a win-win, and you are helped, too, by getting some precious metals. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I think they're kind of on the rise now. Silver went up a little bit, at least, over the past week, I think.
Yep.
Yep. So,
it's on the bump. It's getting a little bump.
Sure. So, Mark, I wanted to discuss this story that you mentioned you had about a girl who got kicked off a basketball team for speaking a Native American language.
Strange.
Yeah.
Tell me more about it. This is from RT.com. What did we learn today in class at Sacred Heart Catholic School in Shawano, Wisconsin, a recent lesson plan.
I hear Catholic school. I know it's going to be good.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't go to a Catholic school. I went to Dutch Reform. These folks are very big into opening Christian schools. So
okay. Yeah, I didn't either, but I've heard stories.
Recent lesson plan revealed to students that saying "I love you" in one's native tongue is something worthy of disciplinary action. Mm-hmm. A seventh grade. So how old is that? About 12.
13?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
At a private northeastern Wisconsin school, learned that lesson in a hard way recently after educators decided to boot 12-year-old, Miranda, oh my gosh, Washinawatuck from the basketball team for saying a few phrases in the language used by the...
I'm not laughing at her name, I'm laughing at how laboriously you pronounced
it. Menominee tribe of Indians. So, you know, the Menominee are a nation of Native Americans that total around 8,700. Not a big population. In the state of Wisconsin, never mind the fact that the Menominee have been in the area for over 1,000 years, though in America, you speak English. Unless, apparently, you don't want to play school sports. After her teacher complained that Washinawatuck had spoken a few phrases in her tribe's language, the student says the educator became pretty agitated. She sort of threw her hands down on the desk and she said, "Don't be talking like that. How would you like it if I started talking Polish?" Miranda Washinawatuck tells the local NBC affiliate. The student says the words she said aloud were the Menominee translations for "hello," "thank you," and "I love you." From there, the teacher, Julia Goethe, recommended disciplinary actions. When the school's principal got wind that the student was a troublemaker of sorts, he benched her from the next basketball game. Principal Dan Minter has since apologized and said that he wasn't aware of the nature of the exact incident.
Wow.
And I can see how this might happen.
She didn't respect the white man's authority, right?
Well, I can see how... You know, people in authority tend to believe the words of people in authority. They do not believe the words of people who are the accused.
Sure.
I mean, the accused is, in this country, sad as it might be, you are guilty until proven innocent. It is the culture.
Especially in schools where the kids have no choice about whether to be there. No real recourse if something like this happens.
Well, you know, I mean, kids are going to have, you know, whatever choices. You know, sadly, kids don't live in a world of choices. They live in a world of being told what to do. My son does not get to eat what he wants to eat, because if he got to eat what he wanted to eat, it would largely be M&Ms. And, you know, life isn't going to work out that way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, to some extent, a greater and lesser extent.
You have a need for his nutritional well-being, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And,
but at the school, they're not really focused on meeting the children's needs, really. They're more focused on controlling them, I would say.
Well,
that's the difference.
I think that different schools operate differently, you know. I mean, they believe that they want to educate the kids. And
educate or make them into obedient people?
Obedience is a form of education, right? And different people have different theories on, you know, what are we trying to create here? And
I think of education, I think of fostering natural creativity and encouraging learning and questioning. But I don't think of this indoctrination as do as I say, no matter what. And it seems like that's what the schools are focusing on these days.
Well, what I get out of this is there's sort of a natural and pervasive, thing against people speaking different tongues.
Yeah.
Around around the world, it is. Mm-hmm. Around the world, people speak different languages, and it's celebrated. But here in the United States, they've got this kind of jingoism and this xenophobia that says, no, if you're here, you speak this language. Mm-hmm. Even to a person who is of an ethnicity that had been in that area for 1,000 years, before a white person ever stepped on that land, they were speaking that language in that area.
Mm.
But, you know, and now when, but now the society has changed to such an extent that this teacher was willing. I mean, the principal did their best to undo the wrong that they had done, and you can appreciate that. the teacher did end up apologizing. Interestingly here, you know, the let's see, it says Tannies, I'm trying to read here. One of the people from the tribe is asking for the teacher's firing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure, I'm not going to let anybody tell me they can't speak that language, adds the mom. She also calls the way that Goethe handled the matter as arrogant, narrow-minded way of teaching and will be appealed to the diocese to relieve her from her position.
Oh, so they have to go through the church structure to make any changes in the staff of the school because it's a Catholic school?
I believe
that, right?
That's the case. I think it's okay. The mom, actually, that's this angry. And that
wow.
Here's a statement from the Menomee Nation. Menomee Nation, the saying that it is our hope that the greater awareness that we can begin to repair any harm that has been caused and we'll be able to build new and improved relationships. Now, I like that statement. I don't necessarily think that this teacher needs to be fired over this circumstance. Who knows why she was upset? This is a thought. Like, she has a thought.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to me to indicate particularly good level of patience, which I think is really necessary for working with children, don't you think? I mean, or tolerance, maybe?
So firing her is going to do what to, you know, make that better?
I don't know. Maybe replace her with somebody who meets the needs of the kids better.
I think we all learn
lessons
as life goes by, and that, you know, the opportunities should be made to learn lessons. I don't know what this woman's record is. If she has a record of intolerance and impatience, at some point, this isn't working out for you.
Sure. And, well, I think there needs to be a discussion about this for sure. Like, that's probably the thing that I would recommend. You know, sort of a mediation, I guess.
Yep.
So, but that they can understand what happened a little bit better, the teachers anyway. Because, I mean, there's really more to this than just somebody speaking in a Native American language at school. It's just seems to indicate to me a general insensitivity to the fact that Native Americans have been so oppressed by Europeans from the beginning and just the long history up to today.
I hear a bigotry against other languages.
Yep.
Like, you know, if this hadn't been
Menomee,
but it had been Spanish, then I don't think we would have even got the news story. I mean, how many people have I talked to that say, hey, you're in America, speak English?
I've heard that a lot.
They would use their positions of power in order to get that done. If that's how you feel, let us know where we've gone astray on. I mean, is it okay to speak the Native American language, but it's not okay to speak Spanish? And, you know, how do you reconcile that in your mind? 855-450-3733.
It is a great question, and we'll be back with more. This is Free Talk Live. Stay tuned.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. 855-453 is the number if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts on the discussion tonight. I am, of course, Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And you're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. By the way, I want to let you know, if you'd like to see what we're doing live in the studio as we do it, up to the moment audio streams as well on there.
Then you've got to wonder during the breaks, what the heck is going on there?
Yeah, I don't think they can hear the audio during the breaks,
right? No,
they can't.
I'm certain they can't.
Yeah,
Thank goodness.
They'll see a lot of hilarity. So you can always catch those special moments over at cam.freetalklive.com to watch us do the show. And, Mark, we've been talking about a little girl, 12-year-old girl, at a private Catholic school who was disciplined for using her native language. But first, you have a message you'd like to share with our audience.
That's right. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has what you need. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They've got it all at rates that you'll be very impressed with. That's their unique selling proposition, is they bring the name brands to you at rates that you just can't find anyplace else on the internet. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're members in good standing with the Better Business Bureau, and they're family-owned and operated. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Coupon code FTL.
Thank you very much, Mark. And we do have a guest on the line, or not a guest, but a caller on the phone lines here at Free Talk Live. Jamie in Oklahoma, I believe, wants to talk about this language issue.
Oh, no.
And Jamie, are you with us?
Hey, Stephanie, good to have me on your show.
Now, there's only one Jamie I know in Oklahoma, and that's Jamie from the Wheels Off Liberty podcast.
Yeah.
And where can people find that show, Jamie?
Compelling content, Jamie.
You can find us over at our website, Facebook.com.
Facebook is your website. I thought it was Mark Zuckerberg's.
We have purchased that with our generous donations. And it's now ours, and we have our own page there and everything. It's just our little portion of the internet now.
Now, are you networking with the Department of Homeland Security to track what people are saying on Facebook, too? Are you in on the conspiracy?
Only Liberty activists, basically, is what we're keeping in touch with. Right now, I'm monitoring a baklava company out of New Hampshire to make sure that they're doing all right.
Yeah, you got to keep an eye on those terrorists. So, Jamie, what was on your mind about this story about the little girl who got kicked off of her basketball team for using her Native American language at school?
Well, first of all, if you don't speak American, you ought to go back home. That's kind of my thoughts of it.
I disagree, Jamie.
Oh, okay. Not my view on it, because she is home to start with.
Right, that's the funny part.
Yeah, I
do have a story having to do with language. As you know, I'm a Southern gentleman.
Yes, you certainly are.
Yeah, so my accent's a little bit different.
Is gentleman like an aphorism for a drunk person?
Yeah, that's what we call them here, Mark.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Don't you leave the comedy to me, buddy. You just sit over there.
So, Jamie, what was your story?
So, anyway, I was in a speech class, and I believe I gave a speech on it was that Scooby-Doo and Shaggy smoked pot, and that's what my speech was on during this class. And
was
it like a formal Toastmasters
kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in front of a group of people giving this speech, and it's my theory on it that Scooby and Shaggy both smoke pot. And I gave a knockout speech there at college.
I bet you
and,
did.
I mean, everything was done perfect on it. I mean, people were clapping when I was done with it, and I made a B on the speech because I sounded like an Okie. So I got punished for having a redneck accent, basically. So I spent the rest of the semester in my fake Mexican accent and drove the professor absolutely crazy.
Jamie, that is the worst form of discrimination, I have to say. It really angers me.
And I don't know if everybody knows just how much discrimination that us men from Oklahoma suffer in our lives.
Absolutely. You're from the rare redneck tribe.
You
right?
bring up something that's, it does seem like there are certain accents that it's okay to discriminate against. I mean, frankly, I would just not have brain surgery by a person that sounded like you, Jamie.
Wow. You do know that Jamie's a brain surgeon in his spare time, don't you know?
I think he does like ballpoint pen sales or something.
Oh my.
That's exactly what I do.
Jamie, thank you so much for the call tonight. That was a great story, and I'm so sorry to hear about the discrimination you faced in your life. It's a tragedy.
To some extent, that it's a true statement.
Yeah, I do too. Actually, there is this caller named Ed from Tennessee, and he's called in several times with very astute, insightful things to say. And every time he calls in, because he has a Southern accent, I think a lot of people tend to stereotype him and like listeners and maybe
me. I mean,
I think I've even done it before.
Every time he calls in, he says hi, and then it just you immediately your mind's assuming, well, nothing smart's going to come out of this mouth, and then it's just the opposite. Now I'm from the South, so anybody who wants to say that I'm discriminating against the South because I am an effete northeastern liberal snob, I don't think I'm any of those things.
I really am an effete liberal northeasterner.
Yeah, but
and I do try really hard not to discriminate, though, and Ed has helped me smash that stereotype in my mind as well.
And
Jamie too. He is smarter than Stefan Molyneux. Let's go
That's
back
a Jamie Crane joke.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got Chuck in Wyoming, and he'd like to talk about language as well. Chuck, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
My opinion on that is, for somebody to come into the United States, they ought to be able to speak the official language.
Do you mean
now,
to visit?
Now, that does not... Go ahead.
Do you mean to visit, or do you mean to live here?
No, to live here.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this girl was a Native American.
I realize...
Yeah,
right.
So she was already there.
Well, exactly. Now, I believe that... Because they are part of the American society, even if they are Native Americans, they're still part of the American society. They should be able to speak English. But I don't believe that was the problem here. You take that age group, have a tendency to have the ability to punch buttons. And I think that there's more to this story than what was being told in the article. And I, you know, if the young girl was a troublemaker, I'm sure that this is not the first time, and I wouldn't be real sure that that's exactly what was all that was being, that she was saying was, you know, I love you or whatever, because I'd read this article in the paper before. But I, you know, when I was in the military over in Germany, I had a friend that was, met a girl over there, and they was going to get married, and he was going to become a German citizen. Before he could, he had to learn the German language and be proficient. And I think it's the same thing here in America. I run.
So I've got a couple of things
cars.
To say about that. Now, for one, all we've got to go on is what the article says. And it seems like you're making some assumptions about what the student was doing and giving the teacher a lot of leeway. And that kind of attitude of deference towards authority tends to breed abuses of authority. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
So, secondly,
yes, I would.
The Spanish language is an American language. The Constitution of New Mexico is written in Spanish. So, I mean,
right.
So therefore, you're talking about people. I mean, there's a good Texas was taken from Mexico. America, mm-hmm. Mexico welcomed Americans in, and those Americans, you know, habitated the place and said, we'd like to be part of the United States. And the United States actually told Texas to hold off for a little while,
mm-hmm.
And then, you know, actually said no, and then said yes, is the way it went. And then you're talking about, of course, California. And I mean, so Mexico and Mexicans are really Americans. I mean, they're as much American as you and I are. I mean, it's only recently.
And I agree there, but English is still the official language.
There is no
of
official
America.
Language that I know of. Now, I'm willing to go with you on stating that, hey, you know, the government needs to print documents in certain language or languages, that we shouldn't have to pay to print documents in all, you know, 700 languages that are spoken around the world, and clicks and beeps and Urdu and whatever there is.
Yeah. Punch one to go and speak in English.
Well, I think that I think I should be able to punch, you know, if I'm dealing with a company.
Yeah, like I like to have options. And, you know, there's nothing, even if English was the official language of the U.S., which, you know, it pretty much is, there's nothing prohibiting anybody from learning other languages.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying to the exclusion of their native tongue of that person.
All right, Chuck. Well,
I'm just...
Thanks for the thoughts.
Yep, thank you for the thoughts, Chuck.
Yep.
Appreciate your call tonight. This is Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Should English be the only language spoken in the U.S.?
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.